Welcome to Chattanooga Fitness Expo Download, bodybuilding and fitness at its best. I am Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group and your host of Chattanooga Fitness Expo Download. This is a brand new podcast for everyone that is a health and fitness nut like myself. We've got a lot of exciting topics and guests planned for this podcast. But first, we want to let everyone know about our first annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo, a production from the Whitfield Media Group. It will be June 6, 2020 at the Tivoli Theater in downtown Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's going to be some of the best bodies in world-class health, fitness, and bodybuilding. Chattanooga Fitness Expo will be a world-class bodybuilding and fitness expo for both men and women. Check out our website for more information about our event, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. Also, like our Facebook page and use that as your information resource for Chattanooga Fitness Expo. We'll be producing this podcast on a bi-weekly basis. You'll be able to find us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pocket Cast, TuneIn, Stitcher, and others. Once you find us on your favorite podcast location, touch the subscribe button to keep up with all the future podcasts from Chattanooga Fitness Expo Download. Don't forget, mark your calendars for the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, Saturday, June 6, 2020, at the Tivoli Theater in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I want to thank you for joining us today for download number 4 of Chattanooga Fitness Download. We've got another great podcast for you. In a moment, I'm going to share with you what you can expect from today's download. But first, I want to introduce my co-host and Chattanooga's very own IFBB pro bodybuilder and my friend, Matt Davis. Hello, Matt.
Hello, man. That
you deserve that title.
That introduction gets better every time. I might just come in here just so you can introduce me every day.
Well, you know, I don't blame you. I want to make you feel welcomed, and you just have to listen to the podcast on more than once or twice situation. Glad to have you back with me.
Good to be back.
Well, I tell you, it's that time of the year where we're living in a different time, a different world.
No doubt.
How crazy is things right now?
Yeah, who would have ever thought? You know, it's tough for everybody, you know, but I think I'm encouraging people like myself to look at the other side of the coin and look at the positives. You know, this may mean spending more time with family. This may mean spending some more time outdoors.
Yeah,
I know.
Very good point.
Julie and I have been doing a lot of that ourselves. You know, I mentioned to you earlier, workout-wise, we're going to go down the road where we live. We're going to try to do 1 mile of walking lunges. Mm-hmm. And that's probably something I would have never.
I was going to say, have you ever done anything close to that before?
I think she talked me into doing like a quarter mile one time, and I almost died from that. So
you didn't throw up, did you?
Very close. I mean, this is going to be rough, but you know, you look at the upside, and it can be very good and hopefully a lot of fun. So I hope people can listen to this today and just take some encouragement. And you know, we probably all can use a break mentally. And you know, one thing we know is part of being healthy and part of having you know, the vitality and the strength is physical exercise. So
yeah,
hopefully we can contribute to that part of it.
That's true. And of course, we hope all of you listening today will take this maybe as some encouragement, a way of relieving stress, anxiety, because we're living in a different time. We're living in a time that I don't think anybody listening to this podcast can even closely say that they've experienced anything like this.
No, It's unbelievable.
Yeah, really. It truly is. Well, we've got a great podcast and a great Chattanooga Fitness Expo download planned for today. We have got a special guest, and she's joining us here in the studio. And she is former Miss Montana USA 2016. So we're going to introduce her in just a moment. Also, we've got Ralph Patey. He is a longtime Chattanooga bodybuilder, a veteran.
And Facebook legend.
Yeah, you're right about that. A veteran of the local bodybuilding world. So we're going to be talking to him momentarily. But let's introduce our guest. And it is a pleasure to have her today. And as I mentioned just a moment ago, she was a 2016 Miss Montana USA. She also was the 2011 Miss Montana Teen USA. today. She's a bikini competitor and a classic swimsuit competitor. I want to welcome Saban. Hello, Saban.
Hello.
Well, thank you for joining us. And you're also a resident of the Chattanooga area.
I am. I've been here for about 4 years now. So I love Chattanooga.
So where's home for you? I know you being representing Montana, is that where you're from?
Well, I always don't know what to say when I'm asked this question because I've lived a little bit of everywhere. I was born in Florida and then my family picked up and moved to Georgia. When I was about 4 or 5. And then I lived there till I was about, say, 11. And then we moved to Montana. So I spent my teen years in Montana, moved right back down to Georgia as soon as I turned 18. And then moved back to Montana for a year for Miss Montana. And now I live in Chattanooga. So been a little bit everywhere. I say that I'm from Georgia and then I transplanted to Montana and then, you know, I've been a little bit of both. So
it sounds like it. Well, so tell us a little bit about yourself. Maybe just start with your history when you began competing in Miss Montana.
Well, so my fitness life kind of started before the pageants and it'll kind of blend together. So when I was about 14, I decided to be a part of the strength and training class at my high school. I went to a tiny high school in Montana. I think there was only 2 girls in the entire class. And so I kind of started doing the fitness stuff and I played a little bit of sports. And so, you know, my build at that time, I was pretty small, but I started putting on muscle. And when I saw the pageant stuff, I was kind of in the mindset of getting scholarships for school. And it looked like something fun, but I was never a girly girl. I was a tomboy. So when I finally decided to do Miss Montana Teen USA, I won somehow. I guess maybe like I always laugh. I'm like, my swimsuit was my, you know, strongest part. So
that's when you began the confidence that you had the talent to compete.
Exactly. Like stepping on stage was never really a problem for me because I'd always done theater as a kid. And I guess it was just like a great way for me to showcase all that hard work I put in the gym. Mm-hmm. So, I competed at Miss Teen USA and then I competed at Miss Georgia 2 years in a row and made top 15, which is a huge feat there because it's such a competitive state. And then in 2015, so the 2016 season, I went home to Montana and I decided that, you know, I wanted to compete for Montana. Did it, won it, and I mean, I went to Miss USA, as all my friends will still tease me to this day, like, fit, you know, the bikini part was like my thing. Like everybody knew me as, okay, well, what, you know, I need to help with this workout. I need this. And they'd always reach out to me for that because that was something I took such pride in. So naturally, you know, being on stage, that really transformed into me eventually competing in the NPC circuit and loving it because I have all that pageant experience. So my movements, my stage presence, it was already there. All I really had to do was focus on my figure.
So what year did you start to begin to compete in the NPC? Do you recall?
I'll have to think. Probably 2014.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Not 2014. That would have been 2016 or 17. I think it was 16 because I think I had just competed at Miss USA.
Okay.
And then,
And when you began to compete in the NPC, which class did you compete in?
Just bikini. I've always competed in bikini.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where I'd like to stay. I think my frame is just good for it. And, you know, I just enjoy the bikini overall sense because it's more like, you know, your stage presence and your smile and how you look put together. And I mean, all of them are like that, but it's really dialed in with bikini. And in fact, with the Chattanooga Fit Expo, we were talking about the classic swimsuit. That's a new one for me. I've never competed in that before. And that's a big reason why I'm really excited about this show is because, you know, this is something, a new opportunity for me to compete, showing off the things that I love, the things that I care about while being on stage and having a different way to showcase those.
Matt, tell us what the classic swimsuit competition is going to be like.
So number one, I think, each competitor gets to decide what kind of suit they want to present themselves in, you know, and it really, so there's no standardized, this is your suit. It's one size fits all. I think this is an opportunity for people to kind of pick what they feel, you know, presents them the best. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as, and that extends also to what she was saying with the stage presence, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a little more open, than maybe some of the other things, because there's not standardized poses. There's not standardized suits. It's really up to that individual to just, hey, bring your A game, mm-hmm. and everybody else is going to bring their A game. And it may be different, but, you know, bring your best. And I think hopefully that's going to be appealing to certain people, you know, because they can express maybe their individuality a little bit more.
Saban, what is your workout routine and eating schedule like?
Well, right now I'm in school, so I have to be a little more careful with my time, and I work just about full time. So right now I train at Train Station with Julie, Matt's wife, uh-huh. and I've been working with her for several years now, but I train with her on Mondays. And then basically I'm in the gym 5 days a week, doing cardio 6 days a week as best as I can, of course, with my schedule. Uh-huh. Currently though, as we were kind of alluding to earlier, we're going to have to tweak that a little bit just because of the situation. But I just went up to Lee University and purchased their old dumbbells. So I've got a couple of sets of dumbbells at home, and then I'll be using as much of my my neighborhood parking lot. And I used to actually, before a couple of years ago when I was training for my, I think my second show, I'd go out to the tennis court and just do HIIT intervals, because it's a small space. I can kind of track where I'm, my distance, and it was right across the street from where my house is. So I'll probably go back to doing something like that just to stay focused and, you know, keeping in my prep as best as I can.
So you're going to compete in the Chattanooga Fitness Expo coming up here in a couple of months. Mm-hmm. For those ladies listening to this podcast, what would you, in they're considering maybe getting into bikini competition or the classic swimsuit competition. Any advice, any suggestions that you might have for them?
I think a lot of the time these women kind of look at maybe somebody like me or, you know, the pros, and they think, wow, I don't think I could ever look like that. There's no way. Or, mm-hmm. hey, I don't have the time to do it. And that's not true at all. Of course, everybody has busy schedules. Everybody has things going on in their lives. But as long as you make your health a priority, it's absolutely, anybody's capable of doing this. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like, money comes into play. You can always get sponsorships. Yeah. That's the sort of thing that actually I was just talking about with one of my teammates. She's, you know, she's a younger girl and doesn't necessarily have all the funds for it. But, hey, there's ways around it is my point. And then as far as like getting up on stage, you might not feel like, hey, I'm not ready. As I feel that way all the time. I've stepped on stage and I look back now on my photos. I'm like, wow, I looked amazing. What was I talking about? But, you know, you might not necessarily always feel like you're supposed to be there. But as long as you've been working towards a goal and you have something, I mean, you're showcasing what you've worked hard on. You don't necessarily have to be what everybody else is setting a standard for. You're setting a standard for yourself. Yeah. So as long as your health and what you're happy with is your priority, I think anybody can do it. And I think that's what we have to keep in mind.
How old are you now?
I'm 26.
26. What does mm-hmm. the future hold for you and your fitness or bikini career?
Well, I'm currently in school to be a dental hygienist. So that might, my fitness might have to put on hold when I'm going through schooling for that. But currently, I'd like to work towards my pro card. I think that's most bikini competitors or any competitors really their dream, mm-hmm. Because I've wanted to do this for so long. So that's kind of my long-term goal. Whether or not that happens in the next 2 years or the next 5 years, I don't know, but that's something I'm constantly working towards. So that's kind of my future. I don't think I'll ever stop until I kind of have to.
I think you have got the person backing you, Julie Davis, mm-hmm. to assist you in a great way to help you achieve that. So I could see very easily you reaching that goal.
Thank you. Yeah, hopefully it will be sooner rather than later, but you never know what the future holds.
Yeah. Matt, before we wrap up this conversation with Saban, anything you'd like to add to it?
No, I think she just got a text that probably said something about 1 mile of lunges on her home program coming up, you know? So I don't know. I don't know where that idea comes.
Sounds like that's in your future.
Oh, no.
Savon, before we go or wrap things up with you, anybody that wants to keep up with you or follow you on social media, how can they do that?
As most 26-year-olds, I have an Instagram that is probably my... my best form of social media. Okay. So you can follow me at The Real Savon, and I'll spell that because I know my name's a little difficult. So The Real, and then S-I-B-A-H-N.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and it is a true pleasure to be able to have you as one of our competitors in the Chattanooga Fitness Expo.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. All right. It is time for us to move on to our next guest. And our next guest is a legend in the bodybuilding world, Matt. He's been around forever.
That's the thing. You know, I've heard about, he's another guy. We talked when we had Chuck on. There's a lot of people that I came up hearing about, but never really had an opportunity to know. So this is another one of those guys.
One of those classic conversations we're going to have from the world of bodybuilding here in Chattanooga. And we're looking forward to welcoming our next guest, none other than Ralph Patey. Hello, Ralph.
Hello, guys. How y'all doing? Thank y'all for having me. And Matt, you just mentioned a guy's name, Chuck Carter. We actually went to high school together. He caught for the baseball team for us. He is an animal for sure.
Wow, small world.
Yes, it is, sir.
You're right, Ralph. He has been around for a long time and certainly has contributed a lot of the history of bodybuilding here in the Chattanooga area for the last several decades. But I wanted to invite you to join us today, and thank you so much for taking a few minutes to join us. You've been around the bodybuilding world a long time, so if you would just tell us a little bit about your history and how you got started.
Well, I got started back in, of course, in high school playing football. We all wanted to, you know, get a little stronger, get a little bigger, and at 5'9", 238, it was perfect way for me to trim off some pounds and put on some muscle. But got involved in the bodybuilding industry in the mid-'80s, around 88. I competed my first Chattanooga contest and looked like a piece of smooth glass. So I made my mind up I was going to come back in 89 and do a lot better than I did, and I was able to do very, very well. But
And you were at what age, Ralph?
That would have been I graduated high school in 79, and that would have been in 88, so late 20s.
Okay.
Somewhere right around. I've been 18 to 26, 27 years old, somewhere in that ballpark.
And
I'm 58 now.
And back at that time, how popular was bodybuilding in the Chattanooga area?
It was huge. We had the Sherby Longs and the Bobby Smiths, and I mean, it was very prevalent. Yeah, every gym you walked into, you know, four or five guys there were getting ready for shows, and it was old school. They were moving the heavy weights, unlike what we do today. They were lifting the big pounds.
And back at that time, where was the hot gyms? Which ones were they?
You know, it was really pretty spread out. I happened to be a sports barn goer back then. Don Bowman and I were good friends, and Jeff, and they were big into the fitness stuff. So I was actually a sports barn goer. But I started shelfing out to the old Gold's Gym on Hicks and Pike and Eddie's Gym. Some of the old school guys, they were they were lifting those big weights. I was never a real big heavyweight pounder because I didn't really need the size. I needed to trim it down, not trim it up.
Mm-hmm. So you had your first competition in the late 80s.
Mr. Chattanooga, the old Mr. Chattanooga in
1988. And where did you finish in that?
Finished probably fourth or fifth. I don't remember exactly, but I looked awful. I had made a commitment to some buddies. I had plenty of muscle. As a matter of fact, I keep a picture of my 2001 Masters win in the Tennessee and that 1988 picture right next to each other hanging in my living room so I can see what you can do. I got backstage of that contest and started oiling up and pumping up, and I started looking around and said, oh my word, what have I gotten myself into? I'm in the wrong place. But you know, when you make the commitment to do something like that, you got to follow through. So as bad as I felt doing it, I went ahead and got up on stage and did my very best.
So where did your bodybuilding career go from there when you began to start the 90s?
Well, I just got serious about it. You know, I'm sure Big Matt can tell you there, and as you well know, being around it for so long, the working out's a very small piece of the puzzle. It's be willing to take and put in the nutrients and the proteins and the right amount of carbs and do some cardio. So I learned my body pretty quick. Like I said, I came back in 89 and pretty much won everything I wanted to get into. I'd gotten to Mr. Georgia and did some different stuff, but you know, it's about the diet, and especially at 58 years old, people, you know, young guys come up to me in the gym all the time, say, man, I hope I look like you do when I get to be your age. And I'm thinking, you wish you look like I did now.
That's right.
I'm sure Matt gets a lot of that, but the diet and the supplements are a big, big part. You know, just about everybody can go to the gym that's willing to do it, but it takes another type of human being mentally and to put the right food in that you need to.
So how many years did you compete?
Oh, I competed for many, many years. I guess, like I said, the last big show I was in, I was 41 years old, would have been the 2001 Mr. Tennessee. And I understand if I'm not missing that Mr. Tony McKinney's going to be getting in your show, I think.
That's what we understand.
He and I posed down for the overall in the Masters in 2001, and big Tony got me. He was 6'2", 228, and I'm 5'9", and I competed in the open middleweight, which I got second place in, and I was 176 and a quarter. So to get on the stage with the big man, I felt pretty good.
Oh, that is a huge accomplishment.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one thing you always hear in bodybuilding is to beat a good big man, it takes just a phenomenally great smaller man. But I'll be the first to testify, Tony is a really great big man. You know, so that guy's he was always one of my idols coming up too. So I'm well aware of how good he is.
Yeah, Matt, I'm hoping he does fall through and want to do it, because you know, you got 50% of people out there that like the smaller good man, and then you've got, of course, everybody likes the mass builder like Tony is. But I'm looking forward to getting another opportunity to stand on the stage with the big guy.
There we go.
I hope he does do it, because I'm looking forward to it.
Now, Ralph, and I've known Tony for probably about 30 years, and I'm trying to recall his age, but you and he are probably close to the same age, are you not?
I think he's a year, maybe a year or two older than me, or real close. Like you said, I've always thought he was older because he looks a lot older than I do.
The shade has started.
You know, he just got that. He's got that rugged look, and I'm a pretty boy. You know what I'm saying? And I understand you got a couple other guys that bring back some memories from the 80s. Brian
Connell.
Mm-hmm. I believe Brian's going to be getting in the show. Yeah. And gosh, if you haven't seen him in his day, he was absolutely phenomenal. He was shredded wheat. So I'm interested in watching all these 50 plus guys get ready for this thing. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Brian is looking really good right now, because Brian's in his early 60s now.
I see Brian every morning. Yeah. And he's got himself dedicated. He's always been dedicated, but I got to be frank with you. I'm a late 80s guy and he's a mid 80s guy, and I got to watch a video of him in the Mid-South, which is a show that I had competed in one time, of course, later past his day. And, man, I was blown away about how striated and how vascular he was. Really looked good.
So it's been about nearly 20 years since you've been on stage. Is that correct?
Yeah, that would be 21 to that. Yeah, 19 years.
Yeah, so
I've gotten ready for a lot of shows. And in my mind, you know, getting ready for him is the big part, because I've always been kind of a show off and like to get up on the stage and, you know, speakers or wherever it happened to be. And I always thought everybody wanted me to see me with my clothes off. I'm not real sure why, Matt, so don't say anything. But
none of this surprises me, Matt.
Yeah. Well, Matt's got a little bit. I've got a little bit of me and Matt and all that, so we know. But, I'm really committed to doing this thing. I've got a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old little boy, and they watch me train all the time, and they're both black belts in martial arts and committed to competing, and mm-hmm. I've kind of made this commitment. I just want to do it again. You know, at 58, I look at all the seniors in the bodybuilding now, and my real goal is to get down to that 176 and compete in the open middleweight. I thought I'd beat the kid that beat me in the 2001. I think I had him out, but boy, he was pretty. He was like Matt. He was one of them pretty boys with a head full of hair, and he just out-prettied me, I think.
So Matt, so Ralph, what are your friends, family, and coworkers saying about you getting ready for this competition?
Everybody's always been supportive of me and just about everything I do. You know, I work a lot of hours in the car business here with Lexus of Chattanooga and the real estate business that, you know, I take care of. And, you know, everybody's just, they're excited for me. I think, you know, they know what it takes. People that are around you, if you've ever gotten ready for a show, know what you have to do. There again, the going to the gym is a minute part of the whole puzzle. Yes, you have to do it, but if you don't do all the rest of the things that go along with it, you're just, you know, whistling in the wind.
Ralph, for those people out there listening that looking for someone like you for some good advice, you've been doing this for 3 to 4 decades now. What would be the biggest piece of advice you would give someone that's maybe considering following your footsteps and getting into a bodybuilding competition?
Well, consistency by far is, whether it's in business, your relationship, or working out, you have to be consistent with it. And that's both physically, mentally, and in dietary fashion. But I think the biggest thing for people that are just getting started is it doesn't happen overnight. Don't start out too fast. Have you a game plan and follow it. But most things I see with guys that I know that have been in it and gotten out of it due to, you know, marriage, kids, business, and everything, you just have to take it slow and easy. It doesn't happen overnight, but it does come. And if you're consistent with it and loyal to it, it will come. It just takes time.
Ralph, I understand you're going to enter in our Mr. Chattanooga competition. Is that correct?
Yes.
So what would it mean to you to become the 2020 Mr. Chattanooga?
Oh, wow. Well, let's just jump back 30-something years. You know, it'd be going back in time. I've been there, I've done that, and at 58 years old, I think I can do it again.
So would it give you that feeling of you are the man? You're the man of Chattanooga?
Well, you know, I'm kind of the man anyway, but I mean, I don't really need a title.
All right, Matt, jump in and
kidding,
add to
Matt,
this comment.
Just kidding.
I'm
on the phone and I can see Big Matt flexing up already. Who's he saying is the man?
All
here?
Those people at the sports barn, I think, just going to come out and hopefully see you without your clothes on, like you alluded to earlier. So
I haven't been at the sports barn. I've been training at our locals Gold's Gym down here for many years. I haven't been at the sport. I was a member at the sports barn for 28 years and just quit using all the facilities. So I'm definitely a Gold's Gym and a mm-hmm. when I take my boys to the YMCA, but Gold's Gym is my home gym right now. And you know, I need to come over to the train station and hook up with Matt and his wife and let them show me how it's really done sometime.
Well, I'm sure you could get some good advice from both of them.
Anytime.
I'm telling you, I follow both of them. Julie's amazing, and Matt, of course, he's one of my idols. He's taken what he's done and gone to the pro level, and I'll never be at the pro level at this stage, but it's good to see that a man of his years can still do it.
Well, Ralph, we want to thank you so much for joining us. And for anyone out there listening that wants to keep up with you on social media, how can they do that? Where can they find you?
Oh, I'm on Facebook. I don't do much else. I get all the Twitter things all the time, but I've got two Facebook accounts. One's my Ralph Patey Lexus of Chattanooga, and one's just Ralph Patey.
All right.
See, so we're covering all the bases. Saban alluded to Instagram being her number one at mm-hmm. 26 years old, and Ralph kind of on the other end of the spectrum.
He's like I am, the Facebook.
He's doing the Facebook thing. Yeah. So.
Hey, I'm old school, baby.
I hear old school.
I've got enough. Hey, I'm so entwined in the Facebook world. If I get a Twitter account, which I do have one and get hits all the time, but I don't ever look at it or do anything with it, gosh, when will I have time to work or eat?
I can understand that. Well, Ralph, thank you again so much for your time, and we wish you much success in the Chattanooga Fitness Expo. And also I want to share with you or tell you how much we appreciate you getting prepared and making forth this hard effort to get your body in the condition to walk on stage and compete in our Mr. Chattanooga.
Well, we're going to do our very best. It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys and look forward to seeing y'all.
All right. That sounds great. Ralph Patey, thank you so much. Matt, what a story that Ralph had to share with us today.
Yeah, interesting. He's another one of those guys that I always heard about, but never really got to know. So that was great.
You know, when you hear stories from Ralph Patey that's been doing this for several decades, and you hear the story from Chuck Carter that's been doing it for several decades, you know, hearing the stories from those guys it gives you that inspiration. It gives you that that confidence, and it's a feel good story. And we could use some of that right now.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I definitely, you know, I'm very flattered. They talk about me and hold me in high esteem. But
yeah, they do very much.
Little do they know, you know, I've been more inspired by them than they'll ever know for a lot longer.
Yeah. Well, they certainly respect you. And that's, you know, when you get to looking at the bodybuilding and fitness community here in our tri-state area, to some extent, it's kind of like a small family.
Yeah, it is. You know, in the gym community, it is funny how everybody kind of knows everybody else. You know, even if it's not somebody you talk to every day.
Yeah, somebody you don't know personally, you know who they are, you know a little bit about them, you know their commitment and a little bit of what they're about.
Right. You know, and Ralph's one of those guys, had it not been for social media, I would know him a lot less. You know, he's one of the ones that when I go on there, I enjoy kind of keeping up with him.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, this does it for our download number 4. But before we wrap things up, coming up June the 6th, Tivoli Theater in downtown Chattanooga is the Chattanooga Fitness Expo. And there's a lot of excitement going on around the area. We've already talked to some competitors so far that are getting prepared for it. And I know there's many others that are.
Yeah, I look forward to, hopefully we'll talk to more. And, you know, the excitement will continue. And the one thing I take out of this is, even who we've had so far is like, man, we have a broad range of people that are interested in doing this of all ages.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that brings up something I wanted to make sure we reminded or addressed with folks is we're going to be doing this on a regular basis, about a bi-weekly basis is a good way to kind of plan on it. And we've already had some great guests. So if you've missed one of the podcasts, you can go back and listen to it. Our goal is to have some guests that have, you know, a great story to share, whether they've been competing for a short period of time or whether they're legends in the world of bodybuilding. And we're also going to have some folks that are going to be joining us talking about nutrition, you know, preparing for a show, all kinds of topics that we're going to be discussing centered around the world of bodybuilding and fitness.
It's very exciting, you know, and I would encourage anybody, you know, to they can hit me up on social media, you know, certainly.
Yeah, that brings up a good point. How can folks reach out to you on social media?
I'm Matt Davis, IFBB Pro on Instagram, Matt Davis on Facebook, and certainly I hope everybody like me is following the Chattanooga Fitness Expo. So I love seeing people putting up their progress pictures and tagging it and kind of showing us what they're doing. And, you know, I think people look at people like me and think, you know, I don't look at that or I don't find motivation for that. And I absolutely do. I love, you know, I kind of thrive off of seeing the excitement level from others. And that makes me kind of, you know, take myself up to the next notch, knowing that, you know, we're all doing this together and you know, we're all going to make the best of it and put our best out there.
Of course, you can like Chattanooga Fitness Expo on Facebook or follow us on Instagram. That does it for another edition of Chattanooga Fitness Expo Download. Share this podcast with your friends and touch the subscribe button so you don't miss a single download podcast. Download number 5 will be coming up next. For IFBB Pro Bodybuilder Matt Davis, I am Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group, encouraging you to live a healthy lifestyle. Thank you so much for listening.